launched the campaign Poverty is Sexist in Harare and also launched the song called Strong Girl. And the song is a musical collaboration of amazing artists, singers from, you know, 5 or 6 different African countries. And it's really a rallying cry to the world leaders to put in place the policy interventions that will help to empower women and girls and essentially end extreme poverty. And here's the thing. From everything we know, poverty will not end unless and until girls and women have been empowered to reach their full potential. So from that point of view, it's actually the economically smart thing to do. If we're going to advance our economies, we cannot do that. We cannot grow African economies while leaving half of the population behind. In Zimbabwe, we would sell more. The music collaboration is just one piece of a bigger picture.
Dr. Moyo, why has one organization decided to do this particular campaign at this particular time? What are you hoping to get out of this?
What we're really looking for is the attention of the policymakers, the world leaders, particularly the African leaders, as they go towards the summit in June, to really start to refocus the attention of the world, really, to the need to empower women and girls.